Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama special year-end wrap-up review. Of course, it's your host, Mr. F the N-word. I'm glad to have you here. I'm glad to have this year over with and looking forward to jumping into the new one. But before we do all that, we're going to get into all that has made this year special for you and I and everybody else listening. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com is the email if you happen to want to email a brother. You know, every now and again, you might be predisposed to writing that email and saying, hey, check it out. This is what's on my mind. You do that, I will read it for you. You know that. I solicit that. Also, social media. You can go to the Smooth Drama Facebook page. Google Smooth Drama if you want to holler at me. You just Google me. And wherever you find me, add me, and I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. I have been blessed to have added and had the opportunity to talk and meet to quite a few people this year. It's always interesting to converse with people who listen to the show and have their take and talk and what they think is interesting, what they think could be better. I'm always intrigued by that, and that's why I always ask for and solicit you, the listener, because I'm always fascinated by what you think of things. And ultimately, I do this show, as I've said before in the past, I do this show because I like to think that I speak for the ordinary person, and I feel like I'm an ordinary person, and I represent what ordinary, quote unquote, ordinary people think, you know, real people, not those other people. And so in doing this special year in hour and a half, so you don't have to leave me for after an hour, I'm going to give you that extra 30 minutes of me. It's that extra special I'm putting into you. That didn't sound right, but whatever. I want to start off 2016. Oh, man. Whew. You know, it's like, where do you start? I had this right here. Tyler Perry, you know, he started off the year spouting that bullshit because people were talking about him in the dress. And he was like, oh, well, you're talking about fat women. We're talking about fat black women. It's like, nah, we not talking about fat black women. We are talking about your ass in the dress. It's like he can't get past the fact that we are tired of seeing his drag queen ass in that dress stereotyping black women, the angry black women. Now, I know Tyler Perry is so popular, and a lot of y'all went to see his Halloween movie. And you've seen his movies. I'm like, I mean, I know why. I don't know why, but I know why. It just it just hurts my feelings that y'all actually think this dude's interpretation, and when I say I speak to black women in particular, this dude's interpretation of you is funny. I mean, see, it's like my favorite part in Kill Bill 2, if you've seen the movie, where Bill is with Beatrix at the end, and he's talking about his interpretation of Superman, how Superman is Clark Kent, and his interpretation of the human race is weak and frail and clumsy. I bring it back to Tyler Perry. His interpretation of the black woman is the stereotype angry black woman, ready to bust a cap and say something stupid at all times. And that's supposed to be funny. I don't see it. A lot of y'all do. Because apparently y'all do, because she does $100 million every time he comes out. So maybe I see something that y'all see, or maybe y'all see something that I don't see that's funny. Because I've watched like 1.5 of these movies, and I'm like, okay, it's drag queen. He does stereotypical stuff. He has the gun. I'll beat you and talk stupid. And I'm saying, not a black woman, but I've known some in my day. Is that your lasting interpretation that you want to have? And I mean, and this dude, he's sitting up there like, oh, y'all want to talk about fat black women? It's like, yeah, you're the one that talk about women, black women in particular. Because Madea is the supposed angry black woman grandma. I haven't seen him produce that movie about the angry white woman. It's like she don't have a white friend. It just never happened. I don't know. I just wanted to say that was one of the stories that stuck out to me. And one of the things that I thought about when I think about Tyler Perry. And it was one of the stories that actually the first week of the year I did and talked about and covered, because he talked about it. So special shout out to Tyler Perry. I will say you can get these nuts, but I suspect that that's what you like. Speaking of getting these nuts, another story. Bimmick, which was the male, sorry, Tyler Perry. Bimmick, the male, oh my goodness, what do you, birth control, where you turn on the nut and turn off the nut. I guess apparently there's like a little something that, a switch that be installed in your nutsack, and you're supposed to, like, you just, like, right before you're going to have sex, you, like, turn off the sperm, something in your nutsack. I was like, yeah, think I'm going to pass on that. I don't know, maybe some folks will be down for that, the lever or whatever inside your sack. Just me talking about something inside my sack that I'm going to turn something off. Nah. But, hey, special shout out to everybody that's down with that. Because I know it won't be in my immediate or future ever. Just not going to happen. I'm old, so eventually it's going to be over with. Anyway, then of course, because we was talking about nuts and nut sacks, there was Dr. David Newman, who was the dentist that was coming in patients' faces. And the fact that he didn't He didn't think that folks would notice that they've been tampered with. I mean, especially women, like, you know, some women know because it's what they do. I mean, like, if you're somebody who enjoys the oral arts, right? It's like one of your things, you know, dick in your mouth is just like second nature. You can't hide that kind of stuff from them people. And I mean, one is rape, right? Molestation, whichever one you want to call it. But the fact that you got folks that is sick enough to do it, and I point him out because, you know, it's a plethora of stories out there of folks who just feel the need to rape folks, you know, put them under. He's not the first dentist to do it, but I just thought it was his thing was coming in patients' faces. It's like, wow. Good for you, man. I mean, and maybe I'm speaking from a place of confidence. I'm just saying that you should be able to find someone who is into that and say, hey, can I come in your face? I mean, it's because there's something for everyone out there, right? And you think that instead of making folks do it, I mean, we know this is the year Bill Cosby was just like forcing women when he didn't have to. It's like some folks, the love of power over people, they can't help themselves when. Or you can just ask for it, and it's a yes or no proposition. You'll probably find that you can find more yeses than nos. Not that David Newman would care. I mean, I'm guessing him being locked up right now and probably having people come in his face like he always wanted to do to people when they were locked. They were out. There's some irony to that, you know. Anyway, you put it out there. It comes to you literally on you. I don't know. I'm sorry. Allow me to compose myself, cause it's so much. Like the woman who farted during surgery and started a fire. I'm like, at first I thought that was like, nah, that Snopes, that can't be real. And then you look it up, and it's real. She farted during surgery and started a fire. And, you know, that's the joke as kids, right? Pull my finger. Pull your finger, bop, got you. Like, oh, but... apparently, you can't pull her finger. You pull her finger, you might, like, you know, huff and puff and blow the house down. She'd blow the house up. If you, like, you light some incense, got some candles. I mean, it's like you can't have a gas stove around her, you know, your gas heater. I mean, because she can be, like, standing by the heater, fart and start a fire, like, boom, explode. Anyway. I'm just saying, it happened. It happened. You can't make this stuff up. I don't have to. That's why I love doing what I do. Or we could talk about foolish people like rapper Bobby Shmurda. You know, one, his name is Shmurda. That's just stupid. But anyway, Bobby Shmurda, he went down for conspiracy because he was, like, putting his life in his lyrics, like, his real life in his lyrics. You know, I kill him on the Ave on 13th Street, bury the body behind the mailboxes because I like to see the meat. It's just, I don't know. But he went to jail. Because they were listening to his songs, and and corroborating the evidence. Amazing. Oh, my goodness. And I have a caller. Caller, you on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I be of service? Caller going once. Caller going twice. Caller sold for... No, we don't sell people at Smooth Drama, but thank you for calling and listening. And if you have a question, you can jump into the chat room and whatnot, or email me your question at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, and I will gladly read your question, comment, or concern. Anyway, back to what I was saying. You live in your lyrics so hard that you get arrested for it. They corroborated the evidence from his raps and arrested him and the homies. See, I don't really have any words for it, because then hopefully when he gets out, he not in there writing rhymes about the dirt that he do in jail. Well, probably not. You know, because a lot of these dudes do this stuff so they can get famous by going to jail, whatnot. But yeah, hopefully he ain't rapping about what happens in jail, because most of us probably ain't trying to hear that. He had me pinned up in the shower for about an hour. Brothers coming up from behind me, they trying to devour. Okay, let me stop. I can't do this. Kobe Bryant retired. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of deaths. We gonna get on the deaths later, but Kobe Bryant retired, and I mean, he did well. He scored 60 points in his last game. But somebody tried to sell air from his last game. I don't know how that works. I just thought, hey, it just goes to show you stupid stuff happens and trying to sell air. It's like, yo, I got some air from Kobe Bryant's last game. Let's start the bidding. It's like, how do you quantify air? It's like, and then do you, if there was going to be a market for it, is somebody going to have like Kobe Bryant's air in like a jar, and they got it on display with on the mantle, like Kobe Bryant's air from his last game. Anyway, just stupidness. But speaking of memories, y'all know I love these studies, right? We have these studies that are just borderline of ridiculous, and we spend insane amounts of money on these studies. And then I found my one study that I just thought was hilarious. It's the one that says memories may be passed down, like racism, bigotry, hate. And I thought, you know, I'm bent that way. Like, what about your freakiness? I mean, you start thinking about all the, and you know, and it's, I'm thankful. Shout out to Clay Creation. I'm thankful. Get better, son. I'm thankful that I had my kid when I was like, quote unquote, innocent. I had no like bad, like super freaky memories to pass down to him, because that would have been like really, really bad. I mean, you start thinking about, and your kids like listening, like, oh my God. You start thinking like, I have like some of the stuff that you do is passed down from your parents, some stuff that they've done. And then parents, you start thinking about, damn, what if I passed down to my kids? And you hope that it ain't that stuff from like 1998. That dark night. when you shouldn't have did what you did. Anyway, I thought that that was an interesting study, and it's actually a testimony for having your kids when you're young. That way, you don't pollute your kid with your supreme negativity as you get older. Just a thought. And then, of course, speaking of freakiness, there was the virtual reality blowjob by Blowcast. I'm like, people don't even want to have real blowjobs. We done moved on to virtual blowjobs. And for those people who move on to virtual blowjobs with their pocket pussies, I just say, you don't understand the value of the blowjob. I can get on my soapbox all day about this. So I have to step away. I step away from talking about the blowjob and why you should not virtual reality versus real. I mean, moving on. Because they actually had, and I'm a comic book guy. If you know me, you know I'm a comic book guy, comic book creator, comic book company, and go to comic book conventions, but they had the Love and Sex with Robots conference. Love and Sex with Robots conference. It hurts my heart to say this, and oh my goodness, I had the argument with my old co-host, and I stand corrected. Ms. Drama was correct, and she said it's because these dudes is trying to get rid of women. I said, hey, it's all the same, but I haven't heard about women having conferences about sex with robots. Love and sex with robots. So I know you're not listening, Ms. Drama, even though I know every now and again you sneak and listen, and then you say stuff on the sly. I bow down to your infinite wisdom. I'm saying it live on the air. You were right. I was wrong. There are some men on this planet, because I could not believe this, who would prefer artificial vagina, artificial blowjobs over real vagina and real blowjobs. Never thought I'd be saying that in a million years, but I am. And I just have to eat it. And speaking of eating, there was the KFC had the edible nail polish that they were selling. Like, edible nail polish. It doesn't get any worse than that. Well, yeah, it does. There was a man who cooked and ate his wife's afterbirth. That was gross. That's top five dead or alive right there in all categories. When you're like cooking and eating the afterbirth, and then talking about how it tastes, I can't even say the guy's name because it's like you got issues. But it did lead me to the popular event in Seattle where people went on Valentine's Day to watch the octopus have sex. Now, Y'all know, I try not to get racial, right? But it's the reason why there are bestiality laws. Because apparently on Valentine's Day in Seattle, you can go to this aquarium, and I'm not telling you the name because I just can't, I can't advertise this because it just co-signed for this. It's just so wrong. But it's popular to watch the octopus have sex in Seattle at the aquarium, at this aquarium. Bestiality laws. It's like, it, you know, there's voyeurism, and then there's, come on, dog. Really? This is where we at. I mean, and so as somebody who's a study of history, and you like looking like, why did they have these bestiality laws? You think that it's like, hey, man, you shouldn't be hitting that sheep. You should know that. You shouldn't be having sex with that dog. But you have to tell folks, hey, you can't do that. You have to make it a law. I will put your ass in jail because apparently these animals having sex is sexy to some. It's a turn on. You know, it's like I'm into the etymology of things, and when you think about generations, like used to be, you could say one thing and it meant something totally different, but the next generation it doesn't. Like we used to say, dying to get that ass. And it was like you wanted to have sex with her. Now, dying to get that ass is people literally like dying to get ass. We talk about that when I get back. I need to go on break because I done went too far. This is Nas. You know my style.
Cup of hand, cup of goose, cup of crisp. White chain, colored watch on the wrist. Switch lanes and monster whips, ambience. Specially dressed, get through knives, it's obvious. Step to bars, we just ordered dark liquors. Clear liquors, y'all niggas are FBX. Yes, we get respected, eclectic messages. Left our brains straight into a female's estrogen. She feels electric, her breath, she's touching them. Wet between the legs from this thug seduction. N.A.S., then they ass over spanking. Whispering, she loves intelligent gangsters. Call fatty bubbles, call head skull. Before I get either, I need some Red Bull. She'll scream as a push in a freezing cold pool. When she pissed, she gon' bleed in the whole stool. That's how much I wanna bang and touch a pretty thing. Won't pluck no chicken wing, don't fuck with just anything. Gotta come up, run up, and get touched up. Suicide, that's if you confront us. Don't talk, just hold your breath. Been here a while, only one nigga left. And all of y'all know my style. I spend old, but I still let it pile. Mama, shake your thing. Coochie get wet while the bass beat bang. You put it on and on and on and on. Everybody talking about the new Nas song. From a boy to a king. Love the rock diamonds and fancy rings. I'm a thoroughbred, real heavy mane. A fucking something tonight, that's on everything. Felons who beat bodies with me. Kidnappers and stick up kids, they all poly with me. Pop bottles with me. Button up shirts and throwback gold cats only roll when I'm in the city. And the dance floor is disgusting. Move your waistline to the bass of percussion. I'm that cool laid back don who won't say nothing. I laugh when the niggas start fronting. And all of y'all know my style. I spend old, but I still let it pile. Mama, shake your thing. Coochie get wet while the bass beat bang. You put it on and on and on and on. Everybody talking about the new Nas song. Bass beat bang. Bass beat bang. Everybody talking about the new Nas song. Rock Tim's, rock Chuck's, rock bass. Her light eyes, pretty lips, fly face. First you said you would spread for me in an instant. See me with the next chick, now you act different. Power to fiction, now I embarrass her. Play your position, you way out of character. Through the knowledge, graduated hood college with honors. Pay homage to Nas, Dickies and Converse. On the eye shades in the nighttime, regardless. The army so thick you can't harm us. And all of y'all know my style. I spend old, but I still let it pile. Mama shake your thing. Coochie get wet while the bass beat bang. You put it on and on and on and on. Everybody talking about the new Nas song.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Nas. You know my style. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Whew, back to what I was talking about. Now, etymology of things, which is the origin of things, origin of words, whatnot, phrases, whatever. We start, and I was saying, dying to get that ass. Means one thing to one set of people, means another to another set of people. See, as I said, dying to get that ass when I was coming up was like, man, I want her. I got to have her. Positive, negative. Everybody's got their connotations. We can't worry about all that. I'm not worried about all that. Look at this generation. Dying to get that ass is actually dying to get that ass. So I say, black women, right now, stand up. Applaud yourself. Because people are dying to look like you, like literally, if you got a little bump, I mean, and I know not all bumps are created equal. We know this. Not all bumps are created equal, and it's all good. Every bump is beautiful. Whether your bump is like, or your bump is like, onion inducing bump, it's still a bump, and people are dying to have that bump. Now, I'm saddened when I see the black queens who are actually doing the fix a flat thing. I mean, when you already have the natural fix a flat, you don't get flat. It doesn't matter. You can't with the needle and just make it go down. It doesn't happen, right? Black women, you got it. Now I know. Some of you are like, well, my ass is not like others. And that's cool. I mean, as we've talked before, not all men, not everybody is slinging like 13, 14 inches. You know, can't hit you from across the street with the dick like it's purported, right? But dying to get that ass, that's a serious statement, because that's what people are doing, dying to look like you. Now, take that as a compliment. Some take it as they don't even acknowledge it. You know, I used to tell Miss Drama this all the time. I was like, look, people are dying to look like you. And black women out there listening, there are people dying to look like you. Dying to get that ass. Never forget how special you are. Mothers of civilization. Doesn't seem like you're special. Of course, society will never acknowledge how special you really are. But hey, here's Smooth Drama. I salute you. And I'm just saying, hey, you're special. Always will be special, and what you got can't be taken away from you. Now, you can diminish it, but you should. And that's how I'm starting this segment off. But I do this is my hate segment right here. Well, not hate, but my hating. I'm spreading love first. I'm spreading love to the brothers and sisters out there, sisters in particular, but I do have some hate that I have to take care of, because I left a note for myself, and it's funny, I did this, way back in the, I think it was February or March. I left a note to myself. Note to self, Dick Puncher, 002. You have a little dick, and you are really ugly. So, in honor, I don't remember Dick Puncher, 002. I think Dick Puncher, 002, emailed me something or was in the chat room and said something that just got on my nerves. And I knew I was doing a year-end show and that I was going to diss at the end of the year. So I want to honor myself, I guess, because it's my show, I can do that. I want to honor myself by saying, Dick Puncher, 002, you have a little dick. And you are really ugly. And if you happen to be listening, Dick Puncher 002, you have a little dick and you are really ugly. And you're probably uglier than I thought you was then. Just so you know. For whatever you did that got on my nerves, little dick and ugly. That's your burden to bear. Maybe that'll change. You can get Operation 2017, but right now, that's what you got, bro. Also, special shout out to Bubba from the Backwoods Show. Now, people, they got on me like, hey, let him talk, whatnot. But see, Bubba from the Backwoods Show, who he had called me, he had been calling me for years. And saying stupid shit, and it irked my nerve, and it took me back to the Richard Pryor days where he's like, hey, you know, the hecklers, you know, when I was coming to my show and I walked by you in the alley, I didn't slap dick out your mouth. So I want to make sure, because Bubba from the Backwoods Show called a couple times, jumped up in the chat room. It's like, look, dude, do your show. I don't call your show. Don't call mine. I don't want to hear nothing from the Backwoods. I'm sorry. This is Smooth Drama. You are Bubba from the Backwoods. Now, most black folks know there ain't nothing for black folks in the Backwoods, right? He is Bubba from the Backwoods. So, Bubba, if you're listening, don't call in, because I'm going to say it, and if you call in, I'm going to say it. Again, stay in the alley sucking dick for nickels. Bubba, special shout out to you. Never going in the Backwoods, because I know you're there, and people like you, talking crazy and doing all kinds of crazy things that I want no parts of. Yeah, I said it. Anyway, speaking of the Backwoods, the Charlotte Observer kept publishing those letters to Cam Newton where the woman was like, why is he dancing, doing this thing? I mean, Cam Newton was a positive figure. Not committing any crime. I mean, I will preface this by saying that as a New Orleans Saints fan, I hate the Panthers and everything they stand for. I hate every team in that division except for the Saints. And yes, hate is a strong word, and I'm using hate. I don't hate the individuals, but I hate that team. I hope they have great games except against the Saints. That's what it is. Anyway, this newspaper kept publishing letters where, you know, racist folks was talking to Cam Newton, why are you doing these dances, why are you showboating, blah, 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 blah. When all he was doing, when he had a touchdown, you know, he do the Superman thing, give the ball to little kids, whatnot. It was a positive experience for those fans there. I mean, because sports is entertainment. That's what they're in it for. To entertain you. Now, as we know, some people Caucasian descent because they cannot dance, which is, on a side note, why I enjoy going on vacation, because I'm sorry if you're my Caucasian homie out there listening. It's not personal, but I just enjoy watching y'all dance. It's my favorite thing to do. Anybody who knows me knows that is my favorite thing to do, watch Caucasian people dance. But I'm sidetracking. See, hating on Cam Newton because he's got Rhythm, Dab, and had all the kids. I mean, it's like all the kids dab and do what he does. And maybe that's what it was. Like, maybe her grandkid was dabbing, and she's like, why you do that stupid dance? Why are you doing it? Oh, grandmom, Cam Newton dabs. You should learn how to dab too. And they dab and run off. And it's just like irked her so much that she had to write. Because there's some supreme hate when you have to write a letter. Because folks don't like write letters. You write letters when you care. You got some passion behind it. It's a lot of passion behind that, right? Like, you know what? I hate this. I'm not saying a word. I hate this so much. I'm going to write a letter to the Charlotte Observer. Let this know what's on my mind. And so that's what happened. I thought that was a notable story that folks just slept on a little bit. But the racism, I mean, we know it's about that racism, but it's funny how this racism suddenly comes out. And it's not that big of a deal, except it kind of is a big deal when you've got idiots like that. And speaking of racism, I agree with Snoop Dogg. He made his famous quote in my head. Not another motherfucking slave movie. Another motherfucking slave movie? Like, another motherfucking slave movie? Really? Yeah. Another motherfucking slave movie. I mean, so many. I mean, we've had so many slave movies. They did Roots. As you know, this year we had Birth of a Nation, which was a good movie, and it had its point. But as I joke, it's about 15 minutes for me. Birth of a Nation is like 15 minutes. There's the part when it's like, you know what? They meet up. Hey, we gonna kill these slave owners, and then they go and they kill the slave owners. I'm like, after that part, like when they get to the ambush, it's like I would just stop the movie right there. Like, I don't need to watch it no more. I mean, because the rest of the movie is like, yeah, they depict it. And I mean, it's like, what are the highlights of slavery? Black folks raped, beaten, worked for free, sun up to sundown, family broken up, sold off, wife and kids. And husband fucked in front of you. I'm like, did I miss something? I think that's it, right? There's nothing left after that. Like, yeah, those are the highlights of slavery. And that's what we keep watching over and over again. I mean, I want to see some freedom fighter movies. When I say freedom fighter movies, I'm not talking about the Free State of Jones, where the white dude lead the slaves. No, I'm talking about Haitian revolutionaries. I want to see the Castro movie, not the movie made by Hollywood where they show Castro and how everybody hates him. Because even now they're talking about how increased trade with the United States and the Cuban economy has went down further. So capitalism is not helping. But I'm digressing. Point is, I want to see freedom fighting movies. I don't want to see another motherfucking slave movie. I see enough. Anyway, I didn't watch Roots. My homie was like, yeah, you know, there's that part in the beginning where they have the revolt, and they keep calling it revolt, the freedom fight on the ship in the beginning, and then after that you realize, yeah, they still was coming to America. And I'm like, well, I mean, after that first, what, 5-10 minutes, why am I watching it again? I don't know. But like I said, I don't want to watch yet another slave motherfucking movie. We gonna move on from that. But when we talk about movies, as a conspiracy theorist, you know, there's the whole we're gonna take your heroes and turn them white. And as we know, gods of Egypt and every Bible movie, whatnot. There was the white guy that's playing Michael Jackson. Now, yes, a lot of people disenchanted with Michael Jackson, but we still know Michael Jackson is black. Black, 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 black. He is not white man. But in some upcoming movie that they're going to, a white dude is playing him. No. He may have been a confused black man, but he still was a black man. And so it shows the history where even the greatest, you know, you could argue he's one of the greatest performers ever. He can't get his due as a black man. It's just not going to happen. Yeah. Talking about some things that change but never change. Stealing your history. And I mean, the Egyptians, the Kemetic people, that was thousands of years ago. So you can see them trying to steal that history after they conquered Kemet. But this right here, I mean, damn. It ain't even been 5 years. But yeah, it's been a while, but still, it's not over a decade. And he was a black man. I knew him as a black man. I saw him black with the big nose and the afro before he got his nose cut off and all that. But still in your history. It's one of those things that happens, I guess. And don't continue to happen. In the meantime, me thinks I'm gonna take another break because I'm depressed now. This is the Hue, my homie's the Hue. Got this.
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Parisian, or Panama, black, Salvador, Vietnam. What about some hater with a Greek Theodore? But I can never run with four red, she was out of door. How we cruise transatlantic with no shackles and arms. The war took three of match back.
Homies, the Hue Copters, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I got to make a note. I wrote that song way back in, like, 1989. Now, my homie Golden won't, like, admit that he got that song from me back in 89, but I wrote that song, and he was riding in the back of my car. It happened. That's my version of it. He may have engineered all that other stuff, but he got that song from me. He admitted it a long time ago on the air. I'm just embellishing at this point. That's all. Anyway, speaking of embellishing, hey, Flint. You know, the war on Flint keeps on going. I mean, it's like a war, right? It's like folks are battling. I mean, the Flint story broke at the beginning of the year. And I mean, we know it had been going on for a couple years, 2014, but it broke as a real story this year. Still nothing. And I mean, this year is almost over. And then come to find out, Corpus Christi, a few other cities just don't, I mean, because Corpus Christi a couple of weeks ago was like, yo, hey, don't take a bath until we figure out this water thing. I mean, it's like, now imagine you was in the shower, you was listening to the radio, and you heard that. It's like, yo, I can't take a shower. Anyway, Flint. See, because this is the Groundhog Day segment. You talking about Groundhog Day and conspiracy theories. Flint, they still don't have water. Now, Rick Snyder was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to drink water for 30 days. And he was like, yeah, Obama, you can come drink some water. You know, Obama was like, are you crazy? I ain't drinking from Michigan. If it got an M on it, I ain't drinking it. You know, Rick Snyder inviting Obama to drink the water from Michigan. Like, you know, Obama looking at him like, you lost your mind. Like, he was really drinking the real water. So, Groundhog Day, as I've said ad nauseum, it will say ad nauseum. And maybe... And I was speaking to my homie, Jaja. Shout out to Jaja Malik over there in the Middle East. We were talking about how, you know, he says, I don't even look at the videos because you get desensitized to what's happening. It's almost to the point where it's like, oh, it's another one. And we don't care. Like, when you talk about the senseless killing and whatnot. And when you think about Flint and the basic necessities that people don't have, I mean, it's like, it's a story, but it's not really as big a deal as it should be. I'm joking. Like, yeah, you hear, oh, the water is no good. You're in the shower getting ready. Like, oh, now you think about that, that's your Groundhog Day every day. Your water is no good. Now, and I sit up here and think about, yeah, I'm drinking water all day. Now I have a filter. I have a filter system that I use. So, you know, I try to mitigate the damage. But the fact that, you know, even showering, I mean, all that, your water is kill you. I mean, are we desensitized to it? Do we not think of it as serious as it is? Drinking, brushing your teeth, showering. I mean, and I always brag, you know, in joke, like, hey, you know, I tell the youngsters, you know what, you want to brag about taking a shower. I take showers. I smell good. You know, it's one of my things. I smell good. I shouldn't have to brag about smelling good, and I shouldn't stand out because I smell good. It's kind of sad if it happens like that. You smell good, and you're standing out because you smell good. That's kind of horrible. But apparently that's what happened. Now, I can go all day on stuff that happened as far as Groundhog Day. I mean, they started off the year, there was the app where they were showing the police killings. They don't even need it. One, would you download that app? That's probably the most depressing app that you could ever download or even consider having. It's like, hell no. I mean, it's bad enough. Turn on this. Oh, it's another one. Up, it's another one for being innocent. Now, I mean, we can just go down the line. I mean, we just talked about slavery, right? Another motherfucking slave movie. another atrocity set off by America. Where do I start? I mean, we can just, all the black folks that got shot and killed this year because they were innocent. Not because they committed crimes, because they were innocent. Folks mad at black folks because we had the nerve to want to matter. Like, hey, you know, we are important. I mean, because basically, like, you don't want to stand up for the national anthem. And there, you know, the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. Colin Kaepernick in the league today because he sells jerseys. Number one jersey in America because he stood for what's right. Our lives matter. Black lives matter. But folks were mad because we thought we were important. Like, we're important too. Like, no. You know, I mean, like, what about us? What about you? Shit, you got everything. They, oh, we got to share it with y'all. It's like, well, damn. You want it all? And the fact that blindfolded, and I'm talking to the poor Caucasian folks who are mad at other poor people because rich people won't share with none of us. I mean, now you think about how funny that is. Poor white people are mad at poor black people and poor Mexican people because billionaires won't share. I mean, because it's this pie, right? It's like we, as the masses, get a slice of pie. And the wealthy people get the rest of it. We are all sharing one slice of pie. And you're mad at the other people who want a bite of the pie. You know Americans love their sugar, right? The hydrogenated vegetable oil and all that. But you're not mad at the people who got the rest of the pie. Nope. Mm-mm. They off the hook. They've been off the hook since the days of slavery. You ain't mad at them. Matter of fact, y'all still Civil War, which is another thing, the Confederate flag. Not mad at them. You mad at the people that you have to share the pie with. Man got 15 years for trying to join ISIS. My question was, would he have gotten that if he joined the Klan? Nope. Because I have not heard of anybody going to jail for joining the Klan. But if you join ISIS, you go to jail. It's not a hypocrisy. There was the judge that said the black death row inmate who was innocent, but he was still set to be executed. As I talked about earlier this week, the court rules in that the police can shoot your dogs, black folks, your dogs. Remember the whole Michael Vick thing, but they can shoot your dogs. They suspect it, even though it was innocent folks. Innocent. And we talking about dogs, and you know how people feel about their dogs, especially Caucasian people. Caucasians say dogs are a man's best friend. I'm like, no. But no point to argue. Missouri law. Going to put your kids in jail. Give them a felony for fighting. We all have been locked up. I mean, it's like Brock Turner he got off for rape because 30 minutes of action. Now, the funny thing about that was, and it was a story, another story that I think people missed that was very important, was that they had this anarchist, that they called him, those guys that met him in his neighborhood. So when he came home, they were there in front of the house with their guns, and they said, "Yo, Brock Turner, you do anything to any little girl in this neighborhood, any young woman in this neighborhood, we're busting a cap in you. Put the fear of God in you." Ain't heard nothing from Brock Turner. He probably moved from that neighborhood like, "Nah, I can't even rape nobody here. I got to move." I'm just saying. I'm suggesting that that might be a good idea. Maybe. Kind of. Sort of. I don't know. But it sounded good to me. But when you think about Groundhog Day, I can go on and on and on. I mean, Carl Furr, slave trader. The guy ran that company, and he was slave trading, or as they call it, human trafficking. I mean, here in the Bay Area, the Oakland police, pimping out little girls for sex. Hey, it would be easy on that sentence if you easy with that ass. It's vulgar, but I mean that's what they're coming at little girls with. They ain't even all get fired and put in jail like they should have. Suspended with pay, which is vacation. I want to be suspended with pay all the time. I mean, obviously I have to be a cop to do it. And I have to kill somebody. Well, I can't be a black cop and kill a black man, because we saw what happens when a black cop does something to a black person. You go to jail. So it's like I'm limited in the stuff that I can do, because once again, the race is involved. Groundhog Day. Stuff that happens to us does not happen to them. And when I talked about, like we talked about Colin Kaepernick, the national anthem. Why are we singing the national anthem? Standing up, your hand over your heart. Why? I mean, is there a real justification for black folks to be patriots in this country? A country that has never stood for you. And even when they quote unquote stood for you, it was economics, not for you. It was economics. Pulling the country forward, as they called it. Keeping the union together. Nothing more, nothing less. The guy who wrote it, we all know the guy who wrote it had slaves, and they took out the verse that talked about obeying your master. That's what we celebrate. That's when you standing up. I mean, I've never stood for the national anthem. It's one. It's another one. I'm late for games. I'm like, no. Hell no. Why in the hell am I standing for the national anthem? And why would we ever stand? Like, Kaepernick, like, yo, I'm not standing up. I'm going to kneel until shit is right. So he's never going to stand up ever again. Because at the current rate, the way things is looking, is it going to be right? I mean, There is a benefit to this, all right? There is a little benefit. Ever since Obama has been out, is going to be out, and Trump is in, we haven't had those shootings. Now, granted, 2016 is not over, and we don't know what 2017 holds, but as it stands, we just got white folks talking tough now. I like white folks talking tough as opposed to shooting black folks. It's different, right? I mean, I'll take that hey, we hate y'all. You know, the white woman in the store looking around like there's all white people here and only two Mexicans, so we gonna talk trash to the Mexicans. I mean, you see them videos, and they reported earlier there's like over 900 incidents that have happened since Trump was elected, but they're all talk, or they're all based, they're all focused on women and defenseless kids, people like that. They haven't stepped to the men yet. So, I mean, any brothers out there listening, and mothers to brothers, family, whatever. Hey, if you got a New Year's resolution, hump that iron. Do your push-ups and your sit-ups. Take a martial art or go to the boxing club. I mean, just buy a little boxing thing and just hit the pad. Learn how to hit that moving head, because you may need to learn how to throw that stiff jab. And if you don't have a gun permit, go shooting. Even if it's a damn BB gun. Look, learn. It may come in handy. Kind of, sort of. I don't know, but I'm just saying, my argument has been and always will be, why the national anthem? I don't get it. I've never got it, and I don't understand why we would even consider it, because there's no consideration for us in it at all. But, hey, don't listen to me. I mean, because... shit, I'm nobody, right? I'm just a guy. I'm thinking we can go back because we have a historical messenger. I'll go through the late, great Richard Pryor from his album, and it's deep, too. This is Bicentennial N-Word.
You don't know how black humor started. It started in slave ships. You know, cat was always where we were rowing. You know, dude said, what you laughing about? Yesterday I was a king. I'm having a bicentennial 200 years. Go have a bicentennial, nigga. They will. They have some nigga 200 years old and blackface with stars and stripes on his forehead. Blue eyes, lips just as sad. And he'll have that lovely white folks expression on his face. But he's happy. He's happy because he's been here 200 years. Said, I'm just so thrilled to be here. Over here in America, I'm so glad y'all took me out of die, homie. I used to live to be 150. Now I die of high blood pressure by the time I'm 52. And that thrills me to death. I'm just so pleased America's gonna last. They brought me over here in a boat. There was 400 of us come over here. 360 of us died on the way over here. I love that. That just thrilled me so. I don't know, you white folks are just so good to us. Got over here, another 20 of us died from disease. But you didn't have no doctors to take care of us. I'm so sorry you didn't. Upset you all some too, did it? Then they split us all up. Yes, okay. Took my mom over that way. Took my wife that way. Took my kids over yonder. I'm just so happy. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do if I don't get 200 more years of this. Lord of mercy. Yes, sir.
I don't know where my old mama is now. She up yonder in that big white folks in the sky. Y'all probably never forgot about it.
But I ain't gonna never forget it.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
Hey, Rich Pryor. Bicentennial. Y'all might forget about it, but like my late great idol Richard Pryor said, I ain't never gonna forget. And I would suggest that you never forget either. And it's one of those things where maybe we need to take a step back and look at it through appreciating eyes. How it's corny to say how far we've come, but how much further we need to go. As the rhetoric from this past election has showed, the positive thoughts that you thought that your countrymen had for you, they aren't quite there. Might want to hold out for a little respect, as Rita Franklin said, just a little bit. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Anyway, I'm actually at my favorite part of the year, where I get to talk about my dumb asses and hater of the year. There were a lot of dumb asses of the year, obviously, but there were some special ones. Three stood out in my mind in particular. I mean, because, you know, there are the people who butt dialed the police and all that. I guess if you're predisposed to butt dialing the police, it was a lot of them for some strange reason. And you can't differentiate from ass cheeks dialing the police, can you? I mean, it's one of those things, subliminal message. As I stated earlier, most, if you're butt dialing the police, that means you want to go to jail because you have a sexual fantasy about being around hot, sweaty men. Anyway, my first dumbass of the week was the woman who the people suing for Klingon as an official language. If you're not a Trekkie, Klingon is the language of the Klingons from Star Trek. It's like, you know, it's not real, but they were suing for it. I just thought you're a special kind of stupid if you're suing, you're wasting real money on something that is fictitious. Just, hey, you know, there's the Church of the Jedi, but, you know, then there's the people who are suing the government so that they could speak a language among themselves that you can speak for free among yourself and nobody would give a damn about, because y'all are speaking Klingon and we don't give a shit. It's one of those things. It's neither here nor there. Then, of course, there was the woman who spent $500 to save her pet goldfish who had swallowed a pebble. Now, I mean, you could be attached to Bubbles, Nemo, or whatever the hell you name your goldfish. But goldfish are like, you can get goldfish for like, I think like a quarter, 20 cents, something like that. How many goldfish can you get for $500? It's like, oh, you swallowed a pebble. How much is it going to cost? $500? Okay. So you could have replaced that goldfish with like $5, like with like 20 goldfish, something like that. I don't know. I'm not trying to do the math. I'm not trying to count. I'm just saying if you spend $500 on something that costs 20 cents to replace, and I see it, oh, life is special and precious, but yeah. Yeah. That was my runner-up of Dumbass of the Year. My Dumbass of the Year was the man that put on the wedding ring on his penis as a cock ring. I mean, you are the king of some kind of stupid. It's that there's a special crown that you wear that no one else would think about wearing. You have it, sir. You put on the cock ring, your wedding ring as the cock ring, and when his penis got hard, he damn near killed himself and had to go to jail. It turned all kinds of colors, purple, whatnot. It was bad. Yeah. People are that dumb. I didn't think you could have something like that, but then you find out you have extra special people like that. And so that's my Dumbass of the Week. No, not even of the week, the year. I'm sorry. I'm taking away his crown. Dumbass of the Year. Wedding ring as a cock ring. Special shout out to you, sir. Now, my Hater of the Year candidate came down to Pete Nielsen and The Economist magazine. Pete Nielsen, who said rape and incest victims won't get pregnant because God won't let it happen. That, I mean, that is one of the, I mean, you say dumb, but it's one of the most hateful statements one can make. Ignorant, hateful. Well, yeah, don't worry about it. Rape and incest victims won't get pregnant. There's not a lot of words for that. Then, of course, The Economist, who apologized for disapproving of a book calling white slaveholders evil and, you know, them in their criticism defending slave owners. As most oppressors would, like being that they probably, it was talking about their great-grandfathers, the owners, editors of The Economist. So, of course, in juggling those two, it was hard, right? It's like, who is the hater of the year? Pete Nielsen or The Economist? It's like, drum roll. What? Gotta go with The Economist, right? Yes, I know. Pete Nielsen, rape and incest folks, they should hate on him. And I do wish cancer of the dick and balls to him. And I hope a little spread to his breast also. That's my profound hope and wish for him. But even more to the people, editor-in-chief, the writers at The Economist, who defended slave owners because they would, I mean, heaven forbid you call folks who mistreat others evil. buy and trade them and sell them. I mean, because when I say not another motherfucking slave movie, I'm talking about we can't not call your oppressor for what they do. It's evil, period. Ain't no more to it. That's why they're the hater of the year. Shit, of the past centuries. But before I get off of here, I have to make a special, special accommodation for Sherry Papini and Dylan Roof. They have a special place in my heart. Dylan Roof, of course, who's going to defend himself coming up here for killing innocent black folks. They're trying not to give him the death penalty. Cancer of the dick and balls and chest and arm and tongue and throat. All of that to him. But Sherry Papini, white woman who blamed the Hispanic women for kidnapping her, and they just dropped her off and left her. And we're still looking for the real kidnapper. We're still looking. She came back because they starved her, weighing like 80-some pounds. It wasn't a crack binge or a meth binge. No, it was. They just held her. They fed her a couple crackers. And they gave her some of that lead tendon water. Special shout out to the listener who pointed out to me that the Fruitvale area here in the Bay Area has a lot of a high lead content of water too. That's very assuring. Makes me feel good, being that I'm not that far from the Fruitvale area. I can take a shower and get some lead on me in me. It's very comforting. But yeah, Sherry Papini. Shout out to her and all the people who celebrate the ending of this year with yet another white woman doing something bad and blaming it on somebody else. Groundhog Day. Funny how that goes. Oh, before I get off of here, I need to do my special shout outs to one of all my listeners. Thank you for listening. I love y'all with all my heart and soul, and I thank you for being here with me. To my special guest co-host this year, G-Spot, Ms. Drama, Michonne Little Owl, Mr. J, Mr. F the N-word. This is another year I was blessed to do this show, and 2017, I'm coming back just as hard. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.